breaks with the, you know, the season's only a few days away. Just for you personally, I probably asked you this in other years, but what the, you know, what the thought process is like, I guess I mean in terms of like the excitement or whatever it might be, you know, for you as it gets closer, what kind of feelings start coming back up? And
man, it's just, everything's just, you know, ramped up. And it's just, you know, as much as you love training camp and everything else, and it's true, there's just something special about opening a season. And I know the fans, I feel it from the fans, you know, their anticipation, I feel it from our players. And I, for one, without question, can't wait to get this thing started. You know, we feel good about where we're at, you know, as a football team. But the great thing is we get to prove it. You know, we think we're going to have a you know, an outstanding season, but we get to prove it. It starts on Sunday, you know, against a very, you know, a veteran group. This team probably has more experience than any team in the National Football League. So there's some guys that have played a lot of football and a lot of good football that we're up against. So we know it's going to be, you know, it presents a big challenge.
Rex, what are your expectations for Gino now that the regular season is here?
Just do your thing. He's worked so hard in the off season to get to where he is right now. Now it's just go out and do it. He's got confidence. Whole team's got confidence in him. And, you know, like, take off from where you left off. That's all he needs to do.
Can you reflect on how you were feeling about Gino 1 year ago as you were going into the first game with a rookie who really hadn't played much in the preseason compared to your comfort level now?
Come on, running game. That was what I was thinking, you know what I mean? Hey, let's run that ball. But we knew it was going to be tough. And even in that game, Gino made a couple of real nice plays. But we turned the ball over for, I don't know if it was a touchdown, but we had a big mistake. We forced a, you know, forced a throw. It was a big mistake. But at the end of the day, he still makes a great run to help us win the game. So that was encouraging. But, yeah, there's obviously a much greater sense of confidence that I have in him. I always thought that this guy can play in the league, but, you know, I feel much, much better about it now.
Rex, one of the things you said to us in camp and in spring when you felt the depth of this team, that some of the guys you released would be playing other places, and that was kind of proof of the depth. But I don't think any of your guys have been picked up on an active roster and three on a practice squad. Do you think you overestimated that depth, or the NFL missing something?
No, NFL's good, man. Just let us keep our guys. You know? That's fine. But, again, you know, a lot of times guys won't get picked up. You know, they're in a you know, a system, you know, and things like that, that, you know, you rather keep your own guys. That happens a lot. But, again, it's, you know, I feel good about it. I mean, our depth is going to be pushed this week, you know, at some of the things. We'll see. You know, hopefully D. Milner can play. But a guy like Wall steps in. You know, that kind of depth, or depth at safety. When you move a Antonio Allen out, now we step up. Depth has to step up. And, you know, so, again, you know, it'll be tested. Sometimes you might not want it to be tested as, you know, as much. But I do feel good about, you know, our depth.
Rex,